You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in roadside assistance?
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm only 2 blocks from my house.
Yes, ma'am. Are you calling from a safe location?
I'm on the side of the street. It's just a street on here in Sylmar. But it's a heavily trafficked street, and I'm to the side, and I'm just too close to where they make a left-hand turn on a street. So I kind of need to get out of here back to my house.
Okay, let me get the spelling of your first name.
Okay, my name is Francisco R. Gonzalez Jr.
Yeah, you got to spell your first name for me, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's FRANCISCO. Francisco R.
Yes, sir.
Gonzalez. G-O-N-Z. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S, Jr.
Yes, sir. All right. And your phone number?
818-233-4799.
What's the first part of that, 918?
818. My phone number? Yeah, 818. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 233-4799. 818-233-4799.
Would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service? It's going to know what time they're going to be
there. Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yes, okay. A message and data rates may apply. Please say policy number and the last 6 digits of your...
Okay, so the policy number is 04-02-10-02-68-583.
And the last six digits of the VIN.
Okay, 127-115.
All right, sir, give me just a moment. Okay, for security reasons, please verify the home address. It's on the policy.
Okay, it's 14764 Cork Place, CORKPL, and that's in Sylmar, SYLMAR, California, 91342.
And you said that the address started with what? Start the address over
147.
No, sir. No, sir. Try another one. It might be a previous one or something.
Oh, that's the only address I use. That's my mailing address. That's the only address. Is there another one? 26665?
Yes. Keep going.
Oh, okay. 26665 Ward Street. Apartment 5, that's in Highland, California. That's my second residence. I have 2 residents.
Yes, sir. A year, make, and model of the vehicle.
Yeah, it's a 2004 Dodge Durango.
Yes, sir. And what color is the Durango, sir?
Oh, it's like a gray. It's like a dark gray.
Dark gray. Okay, yeah. I'm going to put that too.
Yeah.
All right, and what's wrong with it, and which service would you need for today?
You know what? I just need it towed to my house. What happened? The alternator went out, so the car won't start no more.
Okay, gotcha.
Because it drained out the battery, yeah.
All right, sir. Let me see. All right, I have a few yes or no questions I have to ask for the tow truck service. No light duty.
Okay. Do you need the address where I'm gonna go?
Not just yet. I'm gonna need it though. Does the vehicle shift out of parking to neutral?
Oh yeah, it'll shift to neutral. Yeah.
Wonderful, sir. Wonderful. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's a four-wheel drive, but I never use it.
Okay, four-wheel drive. And is this service the result of an accident?
Oh, no. It just, the alternator just decided that it was going to go out on me on one of these.
Go out today. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to be with the vehicle?
On a Monday. Oh, I'm sitting in there right now.
Nervously. Yes, sir. Okay, so you're going to be there once they get there. Okay, we'll be.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, where I'm going is only like 2 blocks from where I'm at. I had just left my house out, well, my cousin's house where I live and everything, and they died out on me. Couldn't do it in front of her house. I didn't do it 2 blocks down.
Man. Well, good. It didn't go too much further than that. Let me see.
You know what's funny, ma'am? I was on my way to the mechanic shop.
Oh my!
Yeah. My way to the mechanic shop.
Well, you had a feeling then that something was going to. You know, you already needed to take it.
You know what, ma'am? It was for a different issue. It was for something else. Crazy.
Will you need a ride with the provider once they come to pick the vehicle up to take it?
Oh yeah, because I'm gonna ride with them back to my cousin's house.
All right, yes, sir. And it just arrived for one person?
Yeah, just me. Yeah.
All right. I have to tell you that ride alongs are not guaranteed due to COVID. Some still let you ride. I'm gonna try to find one of those. And the only thing about it, if they let you ride, they may or may not ask you to wear a mask. It's the only thing about it. So I'm going to try to find someone that will. Customer would need ride.
And I know I got a mask here somewhere.
Okay, put this in provider notes. All right, sir, where are you currently located?
I'm on the corner of Hubbard and Laura Canyon in Stillmore. Oh, I found a mask. Thank God.
Okay, let me see where this is. Okay. He said that he was on the corner, Fillmore, California. When you look right beside you, do you see a business?
No, in fact, I'm along the side of the 5 freeway on facing southbound on Laura Canyon Boulevard. There's houses across the street. There's the 5 freeway to the right. I'm facing south on Laura Canyon Boulevard.
Okay, so you're on the corner of Herbert. Is it Herbert Avenue or Road?
Hubbard. No, it's Hubbard Avenue. Hubbard.
Okay. That's probably why.
H-U-B-B-E-R, Hubbard, yeah.
Oh, yeah. H-E-B-B-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay.
H-U-B-B-E-R, yeah.
Okay. Yes, we probably can find it now.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a little antelope. Nope. Okay. It's the Laura Canyon Road, right? Or Avenue?
Laura Canyon Boulevard. Boulevard,
yes.
It's
yes.
A boulevard. It's a long street, yeah.
Okay, let's see what it's doing now. All right, please be it. Canyon Village Apartments. Is Canyon Village Apartments over there?
Canyon Village Apartments, no, there's no apartments. It's just houses and the freeway.
Okay, let me zoom back out. I might be missing something. This Canyon Boulevard.
Yeah, Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
But that's Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel Canyon Boulevard. And then across the street, you're going to run in. It's California Crest on Kearney Ranch Homes. That's where my cousin lives.
Okay. And you said right up the street is a...
Yeah.
I just
corner,
basically...
We have like
right,
a bunch of houses.
You have a bunch of houses?
Yeah.
Do you see any of their addresses?
No, but the only thing I can give you. Oh, let me go to the sign, and I'll give you the address on the sign.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'm on the 14900 Hubbard Street.
And you say
H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Oh.
H-U-B-B-A-R-D. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay. You said Herbert Street.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
And then.
Yeah,
Hubbard.
It all depends how you pronounce it, but it's H-U-B-B-A-R-D Street. Hubbard Street.
And then this is Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, Los Angeles or Silmar, California.
All right, sir. I think, okay, this is a house. So you're right here beside this house. You're right there in the road. Okay. Is that place where you got that sign from? You read that sign. Is it got a tree sitting there,
yeah.
A big tree? Okay, you're right there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of trees. Yeah, I'm right here.
And houses. Okay. Yeah, we're good. We're good,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm on the street. Facing south on Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
Okay. Just give me just 1 second.
No problem, ma'am.
Okay, this is what I got. Customer is on the street facing Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on Laurel Canyon, southbound on Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
Okay. Facing southbound. Okay. Thank you, babe. Southbound.
Yeah.
Bound. Gotcha. On Laurel Canyon Boulevard, they can definitely, with an address and everything, they can definitely find you.
Right.
All right. Where would you like to be on the vehicle to be taken to? Give me that address.
It's going to be at my cousin's house. It's 15040 Cresno. I'll spell it out for you. CRESTKNOLL Drive, DR, and that's in Silmar, SYLMAR, 91342.
Okay.
Exactly right up the street from where I'm at.
All right. Okay. Okay. Now all we have to do is I would like to call that address back out to you before we get off
okay.
the phone.
Okay.
I don't want you to be charged for nothing extra. All right.
Okay.
Well, sir, you can be charged extra because you got 100-mile tow coverage. All right, sir. I already have you mapped and located, and I'm gonna go ahead and get it dispatched out for you. You don't owe anyone anything.
Okay, but I'm
for
covered,
this,
right?
So yes, you are, sir. You're so covered. You're 100% covered. You're covered for 100 miles. If you break down 100 miles away, you're gonna be good.
Oh, okay. You know, I've used your roadside service many times, and I'm very impressed because one time I got a flat tire on the freeway, and the tow truck people that you sent, instead of bringing me all the way back to the valley, they actually found a used tire store for me and everything, and they took me 3 blocks off the freeway, and I was at a tire store instead of taking me 80 miles back home. So every time, I mean, I give you guys kudos. The roadside service is great, really great.
Yes, sir. It's just that sometimes you get a long ETA because this is for emergencies, and we have to keep. Yes, sir.
Right.
Let me see. Well, yeah, you're covered. And just as soon as I secure someone that is going to come and tow you, and they accept your ticket and we hang up, that's when a text message is going to come to your phone. It's going to have the name of the company that's going to tow you, their phone number, just in case you have to call them, and the ETA, which is the time that they will be there. And all three things will be on there. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I can assist you with today before I start making some phone calls for you?
No, I mean, like I said, I'm very impressed because every time something small, nothing major, but something small has happened, you people have come through for me with a blessing. So I thank you and I bless you all.
Oh, that's so nice, sir. And thank you so very much for being so patient and kind.
Take care now.
Yes,
sir. No problem, no problem. I'm glad I didn't have nothing planned for today.
Oh, me too, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Day.
You
have
too.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Bye
bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay.